Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, everyone? I am excited to be on here live with my good friend, Stephanie Peters. Steph, what's going on?
Hey, friend. I am doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. So I want to kind of, set the stage here and give people some background and some context. You and I had a conversation last week, and I shared with you how I don't even remember when and how you and I connected. I know it was through social, but somehow I think you started following me or I started following you. And I just started seeing some of the content you were putting out, and you had just such a positive vibe and energy about you. And then I actually started following your content. I'm like, Steph knows her stuff. Like, she's inspiring people. She's, you know, she's savvy. She's with it. And I just like to connect and associate with people that are doing big things and that have a positive energy about them. So hats off to you for everything you have going on. And I know we're going to be getting into it today. So I just wanted to kind of let people know how you and I connected. And I, even though we haven't known each other that long, I consider you a friend. And you know, you just, I can tell you have a heart for giving and a heart for helping people. So I want to acknowledge you for that.
Oh, well, 1,000%. I'm honored to be here, Alex. And you are hitting on all cylinders. So I am excited to dive in and rock it out.
Beautiful, beautiful. So for people that might not know who you are, I put in the Facebook post this morning when I put the promotion out there, you're a best-selling author, you're a speaker, you're an entrepreneur, you're a podcast host, you're a business coach. What don't you do? So why don't we like take some steps back? Because I know it wasn't always like glamorous and peaches and rainbows. And I know you have a very inspiring story. So who is Stephanie Peters? And let's kind of get into your background and then how you transitioned into being a business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I came out of the gate going nowhere super fast. Like I remember in the point of I was still in high school and I was going full-time to high school, full-time to college, and I was doing post-secondary and I was studying abroad in Costa Rica. And as I was out there, like I just had experienced so much freedom and excitement. And I'm that type of girl where I'm like, don't tell the lady boss what to do. Like, I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it. I got a mission and I want to impact people. So I knew I didn't want to join the 40-60-40 club, you know, where you work for 40 years, 60 hours a week, and then you retire on 40% of the income that most can't live on in the first place, right?
I've never heard that, and I'm going to steal that, by the way.
Do it.
40-60-40, got it.
Yeah. So I definitely didn't want to work for the man. And so when I got back from studying abroad, I'm like, what do I ultimately want to do? And there was actually an Inc. 500 company that a guy was trying to recruit me to that company. And he says, you know, we teach on total wellness, you know, physical wellness, financial, personal, and environmental. And I thought, you know what, no matter what I do, this might be something that works synergistic and I can make a big impact in people's lives. I can work with via Wi-Fi. And so I just dove right in and I was super excited about it. I thought I was going all the way to the promised land. I was like, had all the drive in the world. So the first 6 months were a hot mess. Like I totally thought I knew how to do it, the way to do it. And I had hit the pavement. Like I was doing no after no after no. And I write a lot about this in my book, Unleash Your Lady Boss. But long story short, I had this moment where God really shifted my heart of why I was going all in. And when it really, like my mission and my why became bigger than myself and making an impact in people's lives, that's when everything changed.
So I think that's a perfect place for me to dive into because, yeah. You know, oftentimes I have conversations with people that have a hard time finding their purpose, their PCP, purpose, cause, or passion, their mission. Have you always known what your mission was, what your cause was, or was that something that you were very intentional and proactive about figuring out and seeking?
You know, well, at the beginning, I guess there were pieces of it that I was very crystal clear on, but the exact way of how to do it, not so much. And I truly feel like God can't drive a parked car, right? You know, go left, go right, go forward, go in a direction. And I believe when you take that first step, in the direction that you feel you're meant to go, things start to line up, and then you'll know the next step and the next step. So for me, like I said, I knew what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to be in corporate America. I didn't want to work for the man. I wanted to call the shots. I wanted to grab the pen and write my own story. But as far as exactly what I wanted to do and how I wanted to make an impact, I wasn't exactly sure, if that makes sense.
Right. It makes total sense. And you're speaking my language, because, you know, one of the things that I advise people sometimes is, if you can't figure out what you want, start with trying to figure out what you don't want. Sometimes exactly. That's easier to figure out. And then you can kind of reverse engineer the way to. And then the second thing that you said that I want to just kind of highlight and underscore is, you just got to take a step forward and continue moving forward. And you might not know what it is, but you'll figure it out just by moving forward. And
exactly. You know, action totally cures all fear. You know, I think we can so often get into paralysis of analysis and really get in our head and think, oh, well, what if this goes wrong? Or what if that goes wrong? Well, you know what? Like, I always look at the long term. What if I don't make this step? I think standing still is costing us so much more than taking that first step and then plan, do, review, like Darren Hardy talks about, right?
I know, absolutely. And we're going to hop back into your story here, because I really want people to hear it. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, you know, I think, tell me if you would co-sign on this, or maybe you have a different take. Yeah. I think the reason most people don't take that first step is fear of the unknown. Or for some people, it's fear of failure. For others, it's fear of actually succeeding, right? And then what? So one of the things you talk about in your book, and I know you talk about in your podcast, is, you know, firing your fear. And I'm kind of, you know, putting the cart before the horse, because that's something I wanted to dive into. Yeah. But really quickly, talk a little bit about, you know, that concept, that idea of firing your fear.
Well, even just case in point, in writing my book, I mean, when I was back in high school, I freaking hated English. I was not a writer. I wasn't good with my words. I was letting so many doubts, fears, and insecurities like renting space in my head. But my whole mantra now, and I teach this to a lot of my students, is like, doubt is normal, but staying in doubt is a choice, you know, and it's just being able to say, you know what, I don't know what's on the other side of this, but I would much rather wake up a year from now being like, oh, well, versus I wish I would have, because you never know. Like, I don't want to die with all these regrets inside. I don't want to die being like, well, you know what, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that, but, you know, I just didn't have the courage or the grit to do it. Like, even moving to Florida, I remember waking up on my 30th birthday and the weatherman came on and he said, congratulations, Minnesota, you've broken the record for number of days below zero.
Oh, that's brutal. I can't.
I was literally like, I was born default here. This will not happen. Like, I literally made the decision that night. I am moving to Florida and whatever. Like, I was just going to be a snowbird. But then I listened to a podcast by one of my mentors, and he said, you know, we were living in Minneapolis when we were like 30 years old, and then we just decided one day we were going to cut loose on everything that was holding us back from our ultimate potential. And we knew that we were going to be too comfortable living in Minneapolis. So we just decided to sell everything and move to California. So I thought, oh man, like, that's really nerve-wracking. I don't know what's going to be on the other side of moving to Florida, but maybe I should do it full time. But then I had that fear, like, well, you don't know anybody, you know, is this even a calculated risk? And all these things were starting to be like, no, you should just be a snowbird. So I actually went out on Facebook Marketplace and I said, hey, I'm going to be renting my place as an Airbnb. Feel free to come through and I'll show you my place.
Okay.
So the first woman that comes to my place, she walked through and she said, I want to buy it. And I said, that's not an option. I'm renting my place. And she said, well, when you change your mind, and I think you will soon, here's my card. I'll pay full price.
I like her style.
I'm like, oh my Lord. So I slept on it and I heard another podcast by Chris and he said, cut bait. And I called her back and I said, if it's still on the table, I'm in. She bought my house full price. I sold all my stuff besides my real estate portfolio. I moved to Florida not knowing a soul. And oh my gosh, the doors that God has opened because I took that step, I can't even put it into words.
So there's so much that I want to unpack here. And I love the fact that, you know, what I heard, Steph, was that you opened up the space in your mind and in your heart and in your ecosystem for that to happen. That wouldn't have happened had you not taken that tiny little step of going to Facebook Marketplace, mm-hmm. right? And so, and that's, I think that just underscores what we were talking about a couple minutes ago about just taking that first step.
Yeah,
you didn't know how you were going to end up in Florida. You didn't know how quickly it was going to happen, but you just took that first step. What I do want to ask you, and not to play devil's advocate, but where's the balance in your opinion from, you know, from your experience and your perspective, where's the balance between burning the ships and just going for it versus taking, you know, the calculated or the strategic moves? And sometimes, look, I've always been the type of person that I'm ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
And I've shared in the past how many times that works for me. And there's been a few times where I wish I could take a mulligan. Like, I wish I'd have that one back and do a do-over. For you, what's that balance? How would you advise people kind of like, you know, walk that tightrope between, hey, just going with your gut and going for it versus let's be smart and intentional here. Let's be a little bit more like calculated, I guess.
Yes. And this might sound a little like out there, but I always say, go with your gut. That bitch knows what's up.
I love it. I got to quote that. Go with your gut. That bitch knows what's up.
I am a Christian woman, but I swear a little. So
feel free.
But honestly, like, life is too short to think about those things of, oh, well, you know, I would have loved to do that, but what if? Like, I always say, err on the side of just jump out in faith. Oh my gosh.
I feel like I have to leave that up for at least a few minutes.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I'm going to share this with my Instagram family. I'm sure they'll love it.
Amazing.
But I always say, you know, I a lot of times we tend to, every person is different, but we have a masculine energy and we have a feminine energy.
Absolutely.
And I think you really need to balance out the two. And so often we can just like go with impulse. I think sometimes it's good to go with the impulse, but I think sometimes my guidance is listening to that still small voice, you know, and not just get so caught up in the emotion, but like take a step back and be like, what do I ultimately want with my life?
Yeah.
And what would it look like if I wouldn't make this next move? And what would it look like if I would make this next move? And I really try to visualize, okay, the boss that I want to be 5 years from now, would this person today take that move to take that risk in order to be that person 5 years from now? That's what I like to ask myself.
I love it. So you're putting your current self in your future self, the person that you want to be, the person that you're in the process of becoming.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times we operate out of fear. We operate out of like, what would life look like if I mess up? Mm-hmm. Or what are people going to think of me? Or, you know, what if this goes in the wrong direction? It's like, well, you know what? There's so many times in life where if we don't take that next step, we're going to get caught in the hamster wheel. We're going to get caught in default. We're going to get caught in the crazy. And like, even when I talk about like real estate investing with the women that I coach, I just say, you know what? You don't have to invest in real estate, but what is going to get you from where you are right now, where you ultimately want to go? We need a vehicle to help you to expedite your goals and dreams. So you really need to think about, what is this costing you by not doing this at the end of the day?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I mean, spot on. The only thing I would add to that is, for me, it's always been really helpful while I'm very optimistic and while I'm just very positive, as I believe you are. I always play the movie forward and say, okay, what's the worst case scenario? And can I reverse course, or is this a permanent tattoo? You know, and if it's a permanent tattoo, can I live with that? You know what I mean? But then conversely, I say, what's the upside? If I do this, what do I stand to gain? You know what I mean? So just different ways to look at it. And I think both work. You just got to figure out, you know, which fits you best. But we kind of took a left turn, and I think it was needed and important. But let me hop back into your story. So once you figured out, hey, this is my purpose, this is my cause, this is my passion. You know, you talked about how you were kind of like, you know, hitting the pavement hard the first 6 months. How did you kind of like, you know, pick things back up?
So when I had that heart shift, I literally started networking like I was running for governor. I was going all out for what I wanted with that Inc. 500 company. So when I was going all out, I actually, massive action cures all fear. So I was nervous about it, but I'm like, you know what? I need to do this in order to get to where I ultimately want to go. And I know that I'll make a huge impact in people's lives in the process. So through that, I became the youngest female senior director in that Inc. 500 company. I became the youngest female executive director in that Inc. 500 company. I shattered the glass ceiling for women, and I was so grateful. But as I was listening to that still small voice, and I spoke in front of like 10,000 people and just sharing my story. And after I spoke at that event, I remember thinking, there's something more, but I can't quite put my finger on it. But I kept doing the right activities, going in the direction that I felt I was being called in. So then I was asked to go do a keynote out in New Jersey for a leadership event. And I brought my business partner out there with me. And so after I spoke there, we were walking the boardwalk afterwards, after dinner. And she said, "Steph, you've helped me so much financially, but the woman that I have become on the way to the goal is priceless." Wow. And I believe you need to teach that on a larger scale to women.
And that's wisdom.
That was when the light bulb went on. I'm like, you know what? I love what I'm doing with this company, and I'll do this forever with them and support this initiative. But at the end of the day, I've got a bigger purpose and mission and calling, and I need to go all into this. And so that was where Lady Boss Empire was born. And so I started doing like workshops and keynotes outside of that. And like I was doing goals, dreams, attitude, and success seminars, virtual vision board get-togethers, and really bridging the gap between where women are and where they ultimately want to go, and give them the tools and resources, creating multiple streams of income revolving around their passion zones. Mm-hmm. Well, just in case one dries up, they've got a couple of others to choose from, you know, and digging their well before they're thirsty. And I knew that that is a huge driving force, and it's a piece of my purpose. So I was nervous to do it, but I'm like, I see where God wants to take me, whatever. Like I'm in.
Absolutely love that. It's truly inspiring. Did you always know that you wanted to work, you know, that your niche, your avatar, or that the segment of people that you really wanted to pour into were women?
I've always been a lady boss. I mean, my mom even said she came out a lady boss. I've always kind of been that like spitfire girl. And
I can see that, by the way.
I people never need to ask me what I'm thinking. They will always know. I always say I'm East Coast nice. Like I'm not Minnesota nice, because Minnesota nice, they'll be Minnesota ice and they'll say terrible things to you behind your back. For me, I'm like, I'm not going to say something behind your back. We're just going to have to,
real.
Have a heart to heart right here. So I've always been like that person that I'm like, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. And these are the lives that I'm going to impact.
Got it. Beautiful. And you're doing that, and you're succeeding in a big way. And it's super cool to kind of have gotten to know you over the last, 6-12 months or so, and just to kind of watch your journey from afar and then get to know you on a more personal level. I think it's just awesome what you're doing. I want to take a few steps back. I'm curious. You talked about speaking in front of a crowd of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Were you doing speaking engagements prior to that? Or was that like, one of your first opportunities to speak and share your message?
That was one of my first opportunities. I had trained. So my mom and dad, when I was younger, I got to a point where I got really rejected by someone in my life. And I was very outgoing as a little kid, like 3 years old. I would sit on old people's laps at the grocery store. Like I would love people. But in seventh grade, I like literally felt so rejected that I totally went inward. And I'm like, I don't need people. That hurt too much. I'm not about that life. And so they actually put me in Dale Carnegie because they're like, girl, you need some people skills. So I went through the course.
Okay.
And it just really reignited my heart for people and to see them to win and to really help them through the process. And really that course really changed the trajectory of my life, because before that I was so introverted. And then once they kind of pulled me back out of my shell and taught me a lot of the skills of how to put myself out there again, they actually asked me to train and coach for them after I went through the course myself. So I started training and coaching 40 and 50 year olds at the age of 18. And that like reignited that spark inside of me of like, girl, like you, this is what you love to do. You love to pull potential out of people and you love to breathe that belief and life into people. Like even just a random example, but I remember publishing a podcast. I was really questioning if I should even do the podcast because I think all of us let some doubt rent space in our head if we're not careful about it.
No doubt.
And so there was an episode that I wanted to record called The Secret to Unstuck. And after I recorded it, I'm like, well, that wasn't exactly a great episode. Maybe I just shouldn't publish it. But there was something inside of me that said, send it to your team, let them publish it. So they published the episode. There was like no response for literally months on that episode. I'm like, well, that went nowhere fast. That was great. That was super successful.
Yeah, you're thinking to yourself, this thing totally bombed.
Yeah, totally. It's like, it was dead in the water. I get a random message about 6 months later from a woman that said, Steph, I've been following your journey for quite a while. I found you from this podcast and I listened to this podcast called The Secret to Unstuck. I wrote it out verbatim and I'm just letting you know that got me out of depression. I was literally like, I would drop my three boys off to go to school on the bus. I would come home, I would sleep almost all day. And that was the thing that started to give me hope that I can step back up. I had all these big goals and dreams of what I wanted to accomplish when I was younger, but I feel like I've screwed my life over and other people have screwed my life over pretty royally. And I was like, oh my Lord, what if I wouldn't have pushed the publish button? And fast forward, I started coaching her and mentoring her. Yeah. And she asked me, one of her big dreams was to host a women's empowerment event. And so as I was coaching her, I said, girl, do it. Like you've got everything inside that it takes. So she put it on the calendar for March of 2020.
Okay. Oh, cool.
What a great time, right?
Hopefully it was the first week of March.
Not quite. No.
Not quite, huh?
It went flatline. She called me up bawling. She's like, this is my dream. Like, is this a sign that I'm not supposed to do it? I said, hell no, girl. Like, you need to step up and we're going to do it again. And she's like, well, when should we put it on the calendar? I said, I don't know when this shit is going to stop. All I do know is that if God's put it on your heart, I don't care if two people show up or it's a packed room, put the thing back on the calendar. So she put it on for September. She said, would you ever be the keynote speaker? I said, absolutely. I'd be totally honored. So she flew me out. Sold out event, even in Corona. So like one of those things, when you hear stories of like how that one thing that you put out into the marketplace, even when you're like, who's looking, who's watching, if it makes a difference in that one person's life, to me, that's what it's all about.
My friend, I could not agree with you more. You know, when I decided to launch this show, I told myself early on, I wasn't going to listen to my episodes. I wasn't going to judge my episodes because what I think is good or bad doesn't really matter because my thought process, and I'm fortunate that I had the right guidance and mentorship early on that I realized that if it can just help one person, if it can impact one person in a positive way, it was totally worth it. And so you might not believe this. I have never to this day, almost 500 episodes in, I have never once heard one of my podcasts from start to finish.
No, Alex, I love that because actually that really spoke to me because I literally recorded a podcast a couple days ago and I listened to it for like a couple of edits. And I was like, screw it. This is going to take way too much time to edit this, like on a really high level. At some point, like I'm just going to put my story out there. And I'm seriously still nervous to put my story out there. But I think I need to walk my talk, like fire your fear. I'm just going to put it out there. If this episode makes an impact in one person's life, whatever, it's totally worth it. So I love that, Alex. Thanks for sharing.
No, and you know, I think it's worth just kind of like elaborating a little bit because I think sometimes people are so worried. And by the way, I'll call myself to the carpet. I've been there before where I'm so worried about how I'm going to be perceived or how I'm going to look to the world. And then I realize that like, I'm thinking too highly of myself. This isn't about me. This is about others. And other people aren't worried about me and what I have going on. They're too busy focused on themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I just shifted the focus from me from inward outward. And to me, that changed everything.
Oh, it totally does. And like, even if I ever get nervous about a podcast episode that I'm recording or speaking or content, whatever, it's like, when you do flip the switch to, it's not about me, mm-hmm. it's how I can make a difference in someone else's life. It really, it just, I think it takes a lot of the anxiety out of it. It's like, yeah. you know what? I'm just throwing it out there. Like, if it helps, great. And if it not, it doesn't, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Who was that? Who said that? Was that Jordan or was that, I forgot who said that, but I love that quote.
That's a good Google question.
it is a good Google question. So kind of, you know, digging deeper on this concept of fear, because this is something that, you know, if you're human, you deal with fear or you've dealt with fear. Are you someone that believes that fear is positive and it's just about leveraging it in the right way? Or do you feel like, you know, fear is one of those things that we just need to kind of learn to live with and deal with, but it's actually not a positive. It's not there to amplify your life. And it's not, because fear can be, my belief is fear can be good for you or it can be bad for you.
Yeah. 100%. It's all about the perspective. To me, I take it as it's your cue that you're playing a solid game.
Bingo. That's right.
Let's be real. When people either are going to step back in fear and say, I don't have what it takes. I'm not called to do this. I'm not enough. All these things. Or you can flip the switch and say, no, this is my cue that I'm right on track to where I need to go. This is my cue that this is where I need to go. And I actually just wrote a post. Actually, I might even just pull it up if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
About the whole thing on fear, because I'm so fired up about fear. And I asked the question, like, what is fear costing you? Because at the end of the day, let's play devil's advocate for one hot second and go over the benefits of fear. Number one, it's avoidance, and it seems to make fear diminish for a period of time. Mm-hmm. It allows you to experience calm. It allows you to avoid doing what you dislike. It allows you to do something more enjoyable, and it allows you to live in your comfort zone.
That's so good.
What is fear? What is, let me say it this way. What does it cost by avoiding fear? Number one, it escalates your long-term fear. Avoidance will skyrocket stress and camouflage anxiety. Avoidance will strip you of growth in your business, halt your personal growth, sabotages your self-confidence, and small fears today will create massive fears in the future. Avoidance will keep you in the same place financially. Avoidance today will usher in big regrets in the future. And two of my favorites, avoidance will hijack years of future freedom and liberty and trades it for fleeting moments of comfort and creating ultimate misery.
That's almost, can you repeat the last one again?
Yeah. Well, I'll do the last one and then I'll go back to that one. And the last one, avoidance will cost you your God-sized dream. And so the second to the last one, avoidance will hijack years of future freedom and liberty and trade it for fleeting moments of comfort and creating ultimate misery.
That's amazing. That really speaks to me.
And it's one of those things where it's like, let's really dial into what fear is doing to you. It can be that point of saying, now's my time. I'm going to show fear who's boss, or I'm going to step back. It's a choice.
Right. That's right. One of the things I ask myself, Steph, is I say, am I too comfortable? And if I'm too comfortable, I know that, you know, it might be cliche, but I don't feel like I'm growing, and I feel like I need to do something to make myself uncomfortable. That doesn't mean be stupid and go jump out in front of a car, because obviously that's very uncomfortable. But like, you know, within the confines of who you want to become as a person, I'm constantly asking myself, you know, I truly believe that if you ask the right questions, you'll get the right answers. And I'm asking myself, am I taking the kind of action? Am I associating with the people? Am I doing the things that's going to take me to becoming the best version of myself? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, I know that I have some work to do. And I know that I'm probably living inside my comfort zone. And I realize that the magic is happening out here, not in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I believe that your network is your network. And if you if you are really comfortable with your inner circle, you need to expand your circle. I even make it a goal at least once a month is ask someone to go to lunch, like an out of a league lunch. Like, who are those people that are playing a much bigger game than me? And how can I expose myself and add value to that person?
That's it right there. That's it. And too many times, I think people approach it like, so I like the way you put that, an out of league lunch or something like that. People approach it with their hand out, like, what can I get? How can I extract from this person? Instead of flipping it and saying, no, they don't need me. How can I add value and amplify what they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even like with different people, when I started my podcast, I was so nervous to ask some of these people to be on my podcast, but I just was like, you know what? I can add a lot to their bottom line. I can add more followers. I can add some insight. I can add like what I know. Like, what I thought was hilarious is one of my first guests who is like a mogul. She plays like a ridiculously big game. I'm not going to go into details on her because otherwise I would give away who she is. But
now you got me curious. I want to go to your podcast and start like looking through all your guests.
Yeah, right? No, I would never do that to her because I freaking love her guts. But she literally sent me a message not too long ago and she said, I'm going to be publishing another book and I want to blow it out of the water. And I'm going with like one of the big boy publishers. What would you recommend as a game plan? And I'm like, wait, what? Like, you're asking me? And I just gave her, hey, this is how I would do it. These would be the type of people that I would bring in. This would be the tribe that I would build. This is the type of like podcast tour that I would, you know, go on, hit on all cylinders. And I said, you're so extremely well networked. Like, I'll help you to build it out. You know, I love doing that for people. I love doing that for anyone, but especially some of those people where I was so nervous to ask her to be on the podcast from the get-go. And we've built such a beautiful relationship. And now I was just like, how cool is that? How cool is God? Like, sometimes we forget the beautiful gifts that we can give other people. We have to own our greatness and what is inside of us and what we can give to others.
That's right. 100%. We devalue and or take for granted the gifts and talents and the unique ability that God has given us. And sometimes we need to see ourselves the way that others see us. Like, yeah, the fact that somebody who you consider a mogul and that you look up to and that's playing such a big game would come to you speaks volumes of just the value that you've brought to her life.
Well, and I'm just so grateful. And it's like, I a lot of times will even send messages to some of my friends just saying, hey, you know, how can I help you? How can I help you to move the needle forward in your mission and your where you want to go and what you want to do? Like, how can I connect the dots for you? Because I think that's what it's all about. Like, what you sow, you shall reap. That's not the reason that we do it. Call it karma, call it whatever you want. But at the end of the day, there's principles in the world. And it just feels so good to be able to just add so much massive value in whatever way we can, right?
It does. And I'm so glad that you followed up, you know, what you sow, you shall reap, or what you...
Yeah.
Yeah, what you sow, you shall reap. And you followed up, but that's not the reason we do it. Because I really believe, my humble opinion, I think intentionality matters. Mm-hmm. I think if you're giving, while it's better than not giving, but if you're giving just to receive, I kind of feel like it gets watered down a little bit. I think the byproduct is just the law of reciprocation is going to happen. And you understand that, and there's nothing wrong with it. But I think, again, it's just taking the focus off of you, putting it on others. And I think you've done such a great job of that. It's obvious. So I want to talk, you know, you talked about this particular person, you know, going on a podcast tour and launching a book and all that. I highlighted at the top of the show, kind of like, you know, your highlight reel, right? Mm-hmm. Like, all the different things you're doing. You seem to be, I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, that's fine, but you seem to be somebody who has a lot of balance, right? Like, you take care of yourself, you work out, you have a good circle of friends, a good community. Like, how do you get it all accomplished? How do you do it all?
Well, let me just tell you point blank, at the beginning of my business and my career, I was so out of balance. Like, I joke, I'm like, I wasn't eating and breathing and sleeping it. I was swimming in it. Like, I was all in to the mission with that Inc. 500 company, which I think, and I truly believe, that you have to do that short-term sacrifice for the long-term gain. But knowing that this season will not always be the way that it is going to be long term. So I truly feel like I've got to a really good point where I'm building the infrastructure in place. I've got the right teammates. I'm delegating. I'm automating. I'm eliminating. You know, so I really can create that like full total wellness or well-rounded, you know, balance. But I think at the beginning of your career, sometimes you have to get out of balance you have to have a break with in order to have a breakthrough. If that makes sense. And so yeah. I think at the beginning, like I sat down with my family and I said, guys, you know how much I freaking love all of you, but I also know that this is where I ultimately want to go. And I'm going to have to put in a lot of sweat equity, but it won't always be that way. And they were okay with it. And like, I did create space so that I didn't let those relationships completely fall to the wayside, but they're like, are all in seasons. And then there are seasons where you're back in balance.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And we go through seasons, exactly how you put it. Before we start to kind of wind down the show here, I want to talk to you about, look, life is not perfect. It's far from perfect. And we all have challenges. I have challenges, what feels like on a daily basis. I have failures. I have setbacks, you know, and so you, we all do, right? And I think that's where the growth comes. Talk to us with whatever you're willing to share. 2020 has been a very interesting year. It's been a blessing in many ways, and it's you know, it's caused a little bit of chaos in other ways. Talk to us about some of your setbacks, some of your challenges, and most importantly, like, how have you grown? What have the lessons learned been for you that others can extract from and kind of, you know, just learn from your takeaways?
Yeah. Well, in full transparency, Alex, we talked a little bit about this on the phone, and as much as on the outside and truly financially, it's been the best year I've ever had, like hit it out of the park. Amazing. But as far as personally, it has been one of the most character building years of my life. Like, I always have the mantra, either you win or you learn. And I've learned a hell of a lot in this last year.
Like what?
Well, I won't get into the weeds on this, but back in 2019, I was running a wholesale business with the guy I was dating at the time. Things were going really, really great. Like, we almost made $1 million within a year. Like, it was crazy, like, how quickly things heated up. But as quickly as they heated up, they fell apart, and it was heaven until it was hell. And I remember thinking when we broke up, it was a neutral breakup. We wanted to keep the business together because it makes sense, right? Like, we're making tons of money. We've got a well-oiled machine. Things are going in a good direction.
Right.
But he started to become a gaslighter. If you don't know what that is, you can Google it. He started to become extremely narcissistic. He literally, like, I remember one time on a phone call where I actually called him and I said, oh my gosh, there's this really cool idea that I think would be really, really great for our business. And he literally said, that is such a stupid idea. How could you think something like that? You're an idiot. Like, what is wrong with you? And he was just like, for almost an hour. And why I allowed him to speak to me that way for one hot minute, Lord knows why I did that. But I did. And I remember shaking for half the day, not being able to focus, took me out of the game almost the full day. And I literally was so scared to leave the business because we were doing so well. But then I also thought about, what if I allow this to happen long term? He's going to strip me of my self-confidence. I literally feel like my soul is suffocating. I wake up every day being extremely miserable. And like, I think about the self-confidence that I came to the table with at the beginning of this relationship and how quickly it spiraled. And I really questioned, like, why did I allow that to happen? And there's been a lot of shame and guilt in that season. But I got to the point where I had to dial out and say, you know, he sent an email that was so toxic, I bawled. And then it was like the blinders fell off of like, why the heck are you saying this? No amount of money is worth the peace inside your soul. Right. And I literally called up my attorney and I said, all right, Rob, what's the fastest way out of hell? I'm out. And it literally, it's taught me so much about just like loving on yourself and really like looking inward and not compromising anything of who you are or where you want to go for something that you wanted so bad. Because in full transparency, like, I thought I was going to marry this man. I thought we were going to create an incredible empire together. I thought things were going in such a great direction. And so I was still holding on to this pipe dream. And I think sometimes we can hold on to things that we want so bad when we know that that isn't ultimately what's going to happen. When you thought it was going in the right direction, sometimes you just have to like wash your hands of it and say, Lord, like, I learned so much. I learned more about people and standing up for yourself more in the last 6 months than I have in the last 6 years. And now when I really look back at that situation, like, I've healed so much through so much of it. But now I can look at that woman that didn't walk away from a toxic relationship. Before, I would have been like, what is wrong with you? Like, why can't you stand up and walk the hell away? Like, you don't deserve that.
Yeah.
Now I understand. And now I can put my arm around her and say, girl, like, I understand how you feel. And here's how I got to the other side. I don't even hold a candle to half of what so many women have gone through. But now I can be like, you know what? There's hope. And let's get you out of this hellhole. You've got what it takes.
Yeah. God bless you. And the reason I brought that up, because I know you and I spoke about that when we connected last week, is because I wanted people to, and I wasn't sure if you were willing to open up publicly about that, but I wanted people to hear that because we all have some version of toxicity in our life. It could be a relationship, it could be your business, it could be your health, whatever. And I want people to see the triumph on the other side of that, you know, and I love the fact that you didn't beat Steph up over it. But you, the way that you so eloquently put it, you put your arm around her and you kind of loved on her and you understood what she was going through, but now you've grown and you've come out on the other side of it.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to, at the end of the day, like, as we're even closing out this year, to ask yourself, what are you tolerating that is no longer serving your higher good? And then after you really look back to see what are those things that you're not going to carry into 2021, then forgive yourself, forgive all the parties involved, and really own who you are and just say, you know what? I made a stupid decision. I wouldn't make that same decision again, but it happened for me and it didn't happen to me. And this is what I'm going to learn from it. And this is how I'm going to pay it forward. And I mean, that's even why I started and I'm launching in January, the Fire Your Fear Mastermind, because I know that there's so many women that maybe need to get rid of that toxic relationship. They want to write that book. They want to start that podcast. They want to launch the business. They want to lose the weight, like whatever that thing is, being able to link arms and say, girl, you are not alone. We're here to support you every single step of the way. It is time to fire your fear and go all into your dreams. This is not a dress rehearsal.
Yeah. Wow. No, just so well put. I love everything that you stand for, everything you're doing and how you're empowering women. You're giving them a voice. And you know, I think when you and I spoke last week, I shared with you, I said, Steph, you'd be surprised that maybe it's me. It's probably me, but I have found it quite challenging to connect with successful women entrepreneurs, you know, not just in real estate, but maybe even outside of it. And I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe I've just done a poor job of really, you know, finding them, but it's like, what you're doing, I support. And because I think you're empowering women and you're kind of, you know, you're walking the walk and you're showing them that it's not all rainbows and it's not all like there's challenges and that's okay. That's fine.
Oh, well, Alex, I think there are a lot more women that do want to step out, but they once again let fear hold them back from that highest version of themselves. And so I truly believe that that's why I think, especially now in 2020 and 2021, like I really feel like more women, the more that we step up as a tribe and a community, we give more women permission to really step up into that spot as well. And so thank you, Alex, for even like on your show, being able to promote that. And I just appreciate the opportunity to just be able to say, hey, you've got what it takes. Let's go. Game on. I don't care your background. I don't care all the details of what happened in the past. Like, let's not let that hold you prisoner. Let's have that be the passport to where you ultimately want to go.
Beautiful. Absolutely love it. So Steph, my friend, as we wind this down here, I got one final question for you. But before we do that, guys, connect with Steph on Instagram at ladyboss_SP for Stephanie Peters, or visit thebosslife.tv. And I've been to your site, very well put together. Like pretty much everything you have going on is on there, right? Like they can pick up your book, they can check out your next keynote, all that kind of stuff, your podcast.
You got it. You got it.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you're very young. I learned years ago never to ask a woman her age, and so I'm not going to ask you that.
I am 31. We'll just put it up.
Okay, I wasn't asking you, but you're super young. And so this question might not apply as much, but I think we could still make it work. Rewind the clock a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the 21-year-old Steph Peters.
Yes.
What is the one thing that you wish you would have known then that you know now? And most importantly, what can people draw from that?
Oh, man.
I know I put you on the spot and it's very general. This could be about business. This could be about life, relationships, health, just anything. And I want you to kind of just go with your gut, whatever comes to mind for you.
Well, the thing that's coming to my gut right now, I'd love to list, like think about this question a little bit more. But the thing that's coming up is embrace it all. The highs, the lows. Don't let your highs be too high and don't let your lows be too low, and you'll go as far as you want to go. Because so often I think what happens, especially as millennials, we have all this pressure on us to just perform at our peak and go all in and you'll get amazing results. Well, you know what? Sometimes the results don't come as quickly as we want them to. But if you can just keep running your race, keep your eyes on your own yoga mat, all bets are off on what you can accomplish.
I love your analogies. You have a way of with words of putting things. Keep your eyes on your yoga mat. I don't know if you come up with this stuff or how you come up with it, but this might be the first one I go back and listen to just to draw some of these nuggets.
Well, even Bethany Martinez, a good girlfriend of mine in Miami, she's like, literally, I can't. You are just crazy. She's like, I say all these random isms, and she's like, I've never heard them. And I'm like, yeah, I'm quirky. I'm just out there. It is what it is. They just come up.
Here's a thought. You probably have considered this. You might want to, your next book might want to be like a little like wisdom book of Stephanisms. If I even said that right.
Perfect. I love it.
There you go. So Rick Ginn, a friend of mine, great content, Alex and Stephanie. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you you joining us live here, even though it was somewhat last minute. But Steph, my friend, how can we support you? How can we how can we continue to just kind of promote and push forward what you're doing?
Oh, well, thank you, Alex. I want to promote what you're doing because I absolutely love what you're all about and your mission. So thank you for having me on the show. I would just love to connect with, you know, your audience and just help them in whatever way that I can. I do a lot of stuff on Instagram. So if we want to connect there, feel free to reach out. Send me a DM at ladyboss_SP. I want to know your goals. I want to know your dreams. I want to know how I can support you and connect the dots. That's what I'm all about. So reach out. Let's be friends.
Awesome. Well, it's been this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for agreeing to come on here and share. What I want to do is, if it's cool with you, is at some point in 2021, I want to have you back on. And people, we didn't even get to this part of the show, but people don't know or may not know that you are in real estate.
Yeah,
you have properties. You know what you're doing. I mean, it's not just books and speaking engagements and Lady Boss Empire. Like, you know, your real estate.
Oh, well, I've been investing in real estate. Like when the bubble burst back in 2008, I bought my first investment property and we've been rolling since there. So I love the Airbnb. I love the flip. I love the buy and hold. I sold my wholesale business. I'm out of that arena, but no, I'm all about it. So yeah, Alex, let's talk shop next time.
Beautiful. 2021 will make it happen. So my friends, thank you. This show would not exist without you. So I appreciate you listening, subscribing, and giving us your most valuable asset, which is your time and attention. So really appreciate you guys supporting the show. And make sure to connect with Stephanie on Instagram at ladyboss_SP and or thebosslife.tv. So Steph, my friend, keep crushing.
Oh.
Love what you're doing. And I know we'll continue to build the relationship.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you guys. Cheering you guys on all the way.
Awesome. Take care. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.